She's back. Hey guys. So on this episode, I'm gonna cover the topic of important things to have in a relationship, part two, version two. My first episode that I did covering this topic was with the amazing Brian Romero. He is very thoughtful, very insightful, and I am so grateful that he joined me on that episode. Shout out to you, Brian. On tonight's episode, I am going to cover important things that I find very meaningful to have in a relationship. So let's just dive right into it. When we think of relationships, we think of trust, respect, honesty, open communication. A visual that I like to think of is the music video that Rosalía and Rauw Alejandro put out together. The name of the song is called Beso. I am so obsessed. When I first saw it, I was like, the vibes are there. The energy is there. They look so happy, loving, kissing, going on vacation with each other. And I was like, wow, like, I hope to find something like that. The truth of the matter is, they're no longer together, so what you see is not always what you get. I believe anyone can find true love if they really did want to. I just think that it goes deeper into maintaining a relationship, I should say. I do believe that in order to have your other half, an influx amount of patience, understanding, and communication are essential to maintaining a healthy relationship. Now, don't get me wrong. No one is perfect, but what is a good fit for you is important to consider when choosing a partner. I always keep that in the back of my mind. And I always ask myself this question: am I ready for something that serious right now? I wonder if you guys ask yourselves the same thing too. For me, it's really unclear. I have no idea. Truly, I don't think I'm ready. As some of you may know, I was really happy with someone. However, in a blink of an eye, it all vanished. And hopefully for the best. I'd like to think it in those terms, that it is left in God's hands. There are so many different types of men. We got business guys. We got go-getters. Ambitious men. Kind-hearted men. We got some liars, y'all. We got men who cheat. We have serial daters, unbothered ones, or the more unemotionally available ones, I should say, the straight-up weirdos, and the list continues. When I say this out loud, I think to myself, take all the time you need. And I say this with a reason, and I'm saying this to advise you ladies as well. Take your time. There are couples who they themselves look like they're happy, but behind closed doors may not be happy, or vice versa. Who knows? A lot of the time, from what I see, I notice that not a lot of people are really happy. There's always something in every single relationship. Don't let the photos fool you, y'all. Now, let's get into talking about modern day dating and like what that looks like, especially with the heavy social media influence. I see a lot of men following so many other girls and liking their pics and doing the most and things like that. It's really tough not to take that personally as a woman. I know that I struggle with that in my last relationship, and it was not fun, and it's just really annoying. So let's not even get into that. I'm looking at my notes here, so bear with me. Okay, so what does it take for someone to be committed/serious? I personally believe the following things help. Number one being to develop a sense of self and being comfortable with being alone. I say this with experience that I was very codependent on a relationship, on someone, and it failed me in the end. Now, as a wiser, more experienced woman, and a woman who holds herself accountable for things that occur in her life, and a woman that is no longer living in her parents' home, I've definitely achieved what that looks like in terms of being alone and experiencing navigating through life and going through roller coasters of emotions and et cetera, things like that. It was never easy, but it's definitely attainable and very important to have, especially if you're trying to find somebody. I also believe that developing healthy coping mechanisms are healthy, especially when bringing it into a relationship. I wouldn't want to put pressure on my partner, and I wouldn't want to trauma dump. And I think that not every negative piece that occurs in your life should be communicated to your partner. That's just me. I understand that there are times where you're going to have a tough day and you may need to talk to somebody about it. I just didn't have the best experience with it. And maybe it was the wrong person. Maybe I should have thought about it like that. And there are other people who may want to listen to you and who will be there for you. Okay. Another item is understanding that not everything needs to be said to your partner, specifically problems, like people at work, people who give you issues. So again, your personal problems don't need to be their personal problems. Moving on, understanding family dynamics, who they are, who your partner is in terms of when they're hanging out with their family, with their mom, their dad, their brother, their sister, their aunt, their uncle, their cousins, all that stuff. I'm a person who likes to get to know, I want to get to know what I'm getting myself into. And this is mainly out of respect for my partner and how I should be moving accordingly. And I want to respect everyone and their family too, especially if things are going really well for us in the relationship. Super important. And yes, I understand that not every family is perfect and people will have issues with one another. But at the end of the day, you got to stay strong and stay solid with who you are. So it's better to get to know who you're dealing with versus avoiding. That's just my opinion. Okay, moving on. Ooh, don't make finances a problem in your emotional part of the relationship, but have an understanding of your financial parts and how you can work on that together. So I'm a heavy believer that having my own source of funding and like me working hard for my money is vital, and I wouldn't want anyone else to tell me how I should be managing my money unless they're elevating me up for success. Or if I had a question about it, I would definitely want to communicate that to my partner. So it really depends on what your preference is. I also do believe that talking about your assets, whether that's you buying a home or, I don't know, you could have like jet skis or you could have another condo in another country, for example, owning a business, like those type of big financial pieces, I think should be communicated out to your partner. We can get really in the mix of this, but for the time being, I'm going to leave it at a pause. Maybe this is a different conversation for another episode. I do think that each person should have respect for each other's financial well-being, and there should be no judgment between two people when it comes to those things. Okay, moving right along. Being honest about feelings when there is conflict. Problems do arise in relationships all the time. And let me be clear. I can't read your mind and you can't read my mind. So clear communication is always important. Over communicating is super important. And it's best that we don't assume in our relationships. It could lead to a monstrosity, okay? Next, let's see. Respect each other's differences. Again, we all view the world completely different, so let's try to come together as one. I think that's essential, vital, very important, and beautiful to realize in a relationship between two people. Ooh, I like this one, guys. Being playful and not taking things too seriously. That can look like going out to restaurants, getting dressed up, and not being afraid to show your inner child. And remember who you are, who you were at between the ages of, let's say, 15 and 21. I mean, I remember, and I carry that girl with me everywhere that I go, and I will never forget her. She was fun, sexy, smart, exciting, and I never want to forget that. I want my man to experience that in the long term, and you guys should do the same. Okay, moving on. Ooh, keep it fun in the bedroom, and keep it very intimate between y'all. Oh, my rice is ready. So not sharing your dirty secrets with anyone else. I think that intimacy should always be very private. Supporting each other's aspirations, ambitions, goals. If you don't agree with them, with your other partner, if you don't agree with their ambitions and goals, maybe they're not a good fit for you. And I will say it's never a good thing to make the other person feel less than. Only elevate them. If one partner is doing better at that moment in time, then they should share those successes with the other person. And I hope that that other person, and for example, I hope that my partner would respect that and value that and cherish that and be like, yeah, babe, let's go. Let's do this, that. Let's do that. Congratulations. Let's go up. Let's celebrate you. That's the type of love that I'm looking for. Okay, moving on. I did mention this before, but let's just go back to it. Over communicating. Even if you have to write that shit down because you're at a loss for words. In my previous relationship, I wrote plenty of letters before and felt great because it was a way for me to get my internal messages across. Moving on. When there are bad days, give each other space and regroup. Super important. We are not going to be 100% all the time, so we do need our own space to recharge in a way. We should also be grateful that we have each other. One day, that person could be gone in a blink of an eye, and this is real. I'm talking from experience. It's not fun. Losing someone is one of the most toughest experiences ever. It hurts terribly. If you're going through a divorce, my heart goes out to you. You are loved. God is with you. I passed by a church the other day and saw that they offered divorce support groups, and I thought that was very thoughtful and very gracious. And again, my main point is you are not alone. So seek those opportunities if you can, guys. Yeah. if you're going through it, first of all. I really didn't want to reminisce on the hurting of my last relationship, but I realized shit like that heals with time. I mean, I'm 2 years in and I feel really great. I'm in a different mindset and I'm very happy. There are times that I think of him, but it's gotten a lot easier to cope with. Always keep things moving forward, like my dad says. Never look back. And to close this off, every experience is a lesson and molds you to where you're supposed to be. So, story time. After me getting out of that long-term relationship, I was super excited. I was this little girl walking to a candy store just to give you a visual representation. And I was super excited to start dating. Kind of naive at that time, definitely. And I was looking at sour pieces and sweet pieces of candy. I look back and I'm appreciative of the experiences. I didn't agree with all of them, and I definitely didn't agree with all the men that I encountered. But I do take pieces of those experiences and treat them as me kind of paving the way in terms of me thinking of what kind of man that I'm looking for. And what I'm looking for truly is a man who is solid with himself and someone who's very close to God, someone who has a business-oriented mindset, someone who's very actionable and doesn't just say things to say things. Like, he carries himself in a way where he says things and then he does it, so the actions follow after. And someone who is going to understand that I'm not gonna be perfect, I will have my off days. Someone who's gonna be a good listener, and someone who is gonna tell me how it is, whether it sounds good or bad, but of course with good intentions, and the way that they present their words clearly to me. And I base this off of maybe a couple of dates that I've just been on. There are like two that hit my mind at the top of my head, and they were not the greatest experiences, but they did, each of those people taught me lessons. One that sits at the top of my head is not to assume anything from anyone, to believe in myself and not to mask anything, to be truthful in the person, the woman that I am, and to showcase my personality and not be afraid of being silly, or and also not being too serious. I, weirdly enough, I'm like reminiscing, like I was at a point where I felt like I was way too serious, and like I even scared myself. Oh my god, yeah, not doing that again. Yeah, just live life to the fullest and take every experience and view it as a positive one. Of course, I know that there will be bad experiences, but I'm not going to let those bad experiences overtake my positive ones. So I really hope that those pointers that I mentioned about important things to have in a relationship resonate with you in some sort of way. Truthfully, guys, I would love to hear a man's perspective about what he thinks is important to have in a relationship. And of course, for my girls, I love you. Please do message me on Instagram. My handle is @RelateWithAle. Again, @RelateWithAle. And I would just love to hear the good and the bad stories that you've been through. any hardships that you went through where you're like, oh my god, this was the craziest shit I went through and I'm so glad I overcame it. It's made me into this strong woman that I am today, and this is like what I'm seeking for. And then vice versa with my guys too. I think that for my next episode for important things to have in a relationship, part 3, I would like to have a special guest. Maybe have a guy and a girl. Yeah. I think that'd be dope. So if you'd like to join, let me know. I'm mainly in person, so for my DMV people, let me know and we can set something up. With that being said, I am going to leave it at that. Ooh, I'm going to leave it with this last message. Never allow someone to talk down to you, make you feel less than, disrespect you in any shape, form, way, where it makes you feel that way. Whatever that looks like to you. You are light, you are special, and keep it moving. Keep your head high. Have fun. I think dating is really important. And it's a really good way to get to know yourself and then get to know other people, because other people will show you different things that they've encountered in their life. And yeah, wow, wise. Okay. All right, y'all. I'm gonna leave it at that. I love you, and I'm thinking about you through this mic. All the love is going through this microphone. And yeah, all right, bye.